the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in. I'm Joe Galewski. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We're on iHeartRadio, a new way to get your information at Radio MD, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk, a special news and update station you can customize. Go to iHeartRadio.com on the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and it's iHeartRadio Talk. At 20 minutes past this hour, it's Dr. Gary Ginsberg on firefighters fighting not only fires, more stories coming out on fracking now, hydrofracking, vacuum cleaners and microbes. What's the connection between vacuums and microbes?
And whether it's good for you or not, too, Joe.
Sure. Okay. Whether it's good for us or not, absolutely. And the government shutdown, what does it mean for food safety? Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 after the hour, 35 after the hour. Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What are this week's talking points?
Well, we've got two really important subjects. One is on chin fat, formerly called submental fat. Now, Bridget says she doesn't have a damn ounce of fat on her under her chin.
That is so not true.
but in any case, chin fat, and there's a new drug that may help relieve it that's going through phase 3 tests at the FDA. Arthur is very skeptical. And the second is one that many people have a problem with, a lipoma, you know, a little fat deposit someplace on their body that they don't like. Well, there's a new and maybe easy treatment for it, and we'll get Arthur's take on that.
All right, straight talk from the Docs. Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 after the hour. Before Dr. Gary Ginsberg, some of the top medical stories of the week, and we check on these every week. What is the secret ingredient in some pills that can cure gut infections, Dr. Mike?
The secret ingredient is poop. This doc in Canada. Well, this is a follow-up to our fecal transplant story. Remember, Clostridium difficile is one of those bacterial infections that some people get results from with an antibiotic right away, but some it is relenting, it comes back, it keeps coming back and back and back and back, and then it can kill you. So this woman and her husband both got C. diff infections after they had an antibiotic treatment for something in Africa, or in maybe it was in Monaco, I think it was. And she went to a French hospital, got cured almost immediately, but he got he had a relenting course in over 8 months, and he was literally in an ICU on death's door. And they said, look, your wife got success. I'm going to do a colonoscopy on her, take her poop and give it to you as a last-ditch effort. And he said, fine. And he got it, and he got a cure in one day and got healthy and is still living. So that started the fecal transplants. Well, this guy is doing the same thing in Canada, only he's taking poop, purifying it, so it doesn't have any of the waste products. All it's got is the bacteria. Turns it into 24 to 36 pills, triple-layered in capsules so they don't leak until they get into your intestine. You take them, and literally he's tried to makes them fresh for each patient, so you have a fresh poop donor, if you will. And it's an easy way of getting, you don't have to undergo a colonoscopy, but it does change your bacteria, and in the few cases he's tried it in, has gotten immediate cure of C. diff infections. We do now use, at the Cleveland Clinic, we're now using, I've understood from our infectious disease people, we're using, fecal transplants as a relatively routine thing for patients with C. diff.
That man sounds like he has a dream job. Imagine going to the office every day. What do you do?
I can't say. I'm out.
Hey, everybody needs a job. All right.
As long as he likes what he does.
Yes, if he enjoys his job, that's all that counts. What are we to say?
Well, you know, colonoscopy. Oh, God.
That was good.
I can't do it. Okay.
All right, let's get serious here. Here's a story. Midlife stress is linked to a risk of dementia. How so?
Well, this was an interesting group of people who had midlife stress, obviously, that's the, and then they wanted to see if they had higher risk of long-term dementia than those who did not have midlife stress. And so that's what this study was, and it showed, and Bridget, you're going to have to correct me on this one, but as I remember it, it was a substantial increase in the risk of dementia, about a six-fold increase in the risk of dementia if you rated yourself as very high stress in midlife. Now, the problem with this, Joe, is that this was, of course, done a number of years ago because they had to follow people to decide whether they were developing dementia or not. And so the problem, if you will, is how is our stress now, and do we get high stress now? And the actual thing is, we now have a stress level for the average person. We've been testing. We have a program that does away with stress, or that helps people manage stress. So we measure baseline levels, and in fact, the data are that the baseline stress levels now are in the exceedingly high category that was rare when this study started. So we've got a problem.
Hey, Bridget, let me ask you this. Is it safe to eat soy?
Soy is a really controversial topic, but yes, overall, in general, it is safe to eat soy, especially if you're getting it from whole sources. So,
what do you mean by a whole source?
So the whole sources that are best are those that are unprocessed, that are closer to what Asians eat in Asia, basically, instead of the United States version of soy. So instead of eating like soy chips and all of those types of things, eating actual tofu that you can buy from the grocery store and cook yourself, or edamame, or miso that you would find in miso soup. So a lot of the processing that's done with soy ends up contributing to high, like even just with soy burgers or some of the soy bars, things like that, they end up adding a lot of sodium and saturated fat and sometimes trans fat that is why, it's one of the reasons that soy people recommend staying away from. But if you're eating it in the whole source, then it's good.
This is an interesting story.
Let me go back.
Sure.
The reason people worry about soy, Joe, is because it has estrogenic substances in it. And in fact, each bean, and this is true of all the legumes, have a lot of different estrogenic substances, some which antagonize and some which stimulate estrogen receptor. They gave people in Japan had 50 grams of soy a day, or 150 grams. And these were actually breast cancer participants. This isn't this study this week, but this is from an older study, and showed that there was no increased risk of recurrence of the breast cancer and no increased new onset of breast cancer. So apparently the message is that soy is safe to eat, both in the older study and in this one.
Well, and when you look at studies from Americans Asians that come over to America, they get a higher incidence of breast cancer once they come over. So it has something to do with what we're doing.
We'll go to Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up next. What does government shutdown mean for food safety? And is your vacuum cleaner spewing microbes, good or bad? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Another show weekly brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. It's what's toxic and what's not with our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Don't forget Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 after the hour straight talk from the docs. But now it's time for Dr. Ginsberg. I guess we should probably start, Gary, with the government shutdown. D.C. is dark, so what does the government shutdown mean for the safety of the food we eat?
Right. Hi, Joe. Hi, Mike. You know, the government isn't completely dark, Essential services and personnel are trying to be maintained, but it's tough. It's a rough go of it for those in government who have, you know, this kind of critical mission to keep things afloat. And, I do want to impress upon the listeners that there are a lot of essential government services that are being really stressed to the breaking point now as we go forward with this shutdown. So it's, in my mind, pretty irresponsible to have public health and food inspections that are really not being not being maintained because of this quote-unquote crisis. But at any rate, the Food and Drug Administration has already lost a lot of funding from last year's sequester, where there was a lack of funding and budget deals going on. And so they're already paper thin. And we're talking about many, many overseas inspections of food coming in, as well as domestically produced. For example, we had the large peanut butter fiasco where there was salmonella in the peanut butter that sickened a bunch of people a year and a half ago. And that's the kind of thing that, with proper FDA inspection, they could root these things out before they become an epidemic. And so now, for example, 91% of the seafood that Americans consume are imported, but we're only inspecting a small percentage of that normally, and now even less because of the FDA inspectors that can't be on the job and checking every crate and, as much as possible, every manufacturer of these things. So, it's a system that's already not perfect and is underfunded and now, at the breaking point. So I would say that, try to be aware of anything in your neck of the woods that's going on food-wise. If you hear of people getting ill, you want to report that right away to local authorities. So whatever could be tracked and traced will be understood as potentially a foodborne illness. The odds are higher when there's less inspection going on. Overall, I think the safety of our food system is good because manufacturers and food producers don't want to be sued and they want to do things the right way. But there is the odd company out there that will get away with things when there isn't an inspection of what they're doing.
So, what do you think? What do you think about? What do you think about the EPA being considered non-essential, Gary?
Well, you know me. I do a lot with the EPA, and the EPA is vital to water quality, air quality, and fish, our rivers, and so if you may say, oh, a few days here or there of the EPA isn't a big deal because their mission is a long-term mission to improve things over the long haul. But yet, there's lots of projects at EPA that are on a time frame, and slowing those down, and some of those projects I'm involved with, I see that we'll be pushing off progress from 2013 to 2014, the longer this goes. And that's progress on updating regulations. Some things we're finding out are less toxic than we thought, and some of the standards could be lightened. We can't do that, nor can we make things more stringent, nor can we assess the safety of things in our chemical inventory, in our food, in our products that EPA is now on a mission to test. We can't do that testing either. So right now, government, EPA, a lot of essential mission is not allowed to be carried out. Because of this. So FDA is obviously essential in their mission. EPA, I would say, is equally so.
All right, Dr. Mike, what do you like among Gary's stories that caught your eye?
Well, the entire group, but if you will, there's my favorite, and Gary, forgive me for doing this, was the firefighters fighting not only fires but cancer.
Yes. Well, we have known for a long time that firefighting is more than just a hazard of a burning building falling down on you. But firefighters, it's an occupational hazard. They breathe in toxic chemicals. especially if they don't have on proper respirators. And oftentimes they don't have time to suit up when they're going into a burning building. And they get covered with soot. There's carcinogens in the soot and in what they're inhaling. We know that firefighters have more heart disease, for example, because they're breathing in cyanide in a fire, because cyanide is is generated in a fire. And now with a lot of the flame retardants and other designer chemicals going into our woodworking, our furnishings, home furnishings, our carpets, when they burn, they release carcinogens. And so a study was just done, or a study is actually being launched in the state of Maine to look at what's in firefighters' blood, both before and after going out on a firefighting mission, to see just how much carcinogen and how much risk they're taking on by being involved in firefighting. So we know about the acute cardiovascular risks. We know about the danger of being in a burning building from it falling on you and actually burning up. But now we're starting to worry more about the long-term cancer hazard from being a firefighter.
And Gary, this is obviously is a long-term study.
Yes.
But are there, in other words, will it be getting safer because we have fewer of the, if you will, we're getting better building materials and not putting asbestos in, et cetera?
Yeah, well, asbestos is a hazard certainly for firefighters, but as we change out some of the flame retardants for other flame retardants, those present potentially new hazards. And whenever you're burning things with chlorine in it, it has the potential to create very reactive compounds that the firefighters will have to breathe in. So I think, Mike, the best solution is the next level advanced breathing apparatus that could be lightweight and that could be protective of firefighters, because whatever they're inhaling in a fire is going to be damaging to their lungs, damaging to their heart, as well as potential carcinogen. So the real answer is better firefighting breathing apparatus.
I got about a minute, Gary. What's in Mike in the vacuum cleaners that's of a concern?
Yeah, well, we know that there's a lot of microbes in house dust, and it turns out that the majority of the microbes in house dust are shed from us, that are growing on our skin and on our hair and can actually multiply in-house dust. The bacterial load in-house dust is actually pretty high. And, you know, that's not a surprise, and we know that people with asthma living in houses that are particularly dusty do worse, and it's partially because of the bacterial load and the mold spores in that house dust. But vacuum cleaners, we think we're doing a good thing when we vacuum that up. Turns out that this study showed, and it was in a chamber where they could measure what a vacuum cleaner is actually doing, releases and spews into the air a lot of dust. It doesn't contain it all. And so the key is HEPA, H-E-P-A, high-efficiency vacuum cleaner bags can trap a fair bit of that dust. And so especially if you've got anyone with breathing problems in a home, asthma, you want to be using HEPA vacuum bags that can trap the particles, can trap the bacteria that are in those vacuum samples.
All right. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com is his website. Straight talk from the docs. Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thank you for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Well, not quite yet, but if Arthur comes in, Arthur, just say hello when you come in. I know you can hear us, but we can't hear you right now. So Bridget and I will go ahead and talk about things that are important to us. If you will, the my favorite stories, number 5 we talked about, which was bicycling leads to more genital urinary injuries. That's private part injuries for those that know what the GU system is. And how to protect, take the middle bar out or move it down. Now, Joe Gluski said he'd never wear a girly, he'd never ride a girly bike, but maybe a girly bike should be what all of us ride. Number 4. That was number 4. What was number 5? Do you remember?
I've got it here.
Don't worry.
What order are you?
I just have it on a page I folded down, wherever I folded it.
Oh, depression tied to Parkinson's risk?
Oh, depression is tied to Parkinson's risk. That is right. So the point on that story, which we also covered, was that if you have depression in midlife, or now stress in midlife, they're turned to Parkinson's or, it's either turned to Parkinson's or to
Alzheimer's,
if you will, dementia development. And they both are increased 3- and 6-fold. So if you're either depressed in midlife or stressed, you need to learn a program such as meditation, and you need to get help for depression, maybe exercise. Exercise takes care of both, and hopefully it'll work. So Sonar, Dr. Perry is saying it's an engineering problem, and hopefully you can connect him because he hears us fine, and something on your end needs to be taken care of.
He said to have him call the hotline.
So, Arthur, if you can hear us, either you call the hotline like every other outside person does, 877-711-5211. You can reach us. You can also email us for those of you who want to ask me a question. And Dr. Perry, hopefully when he comes here, email at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. And the email line has been hot today, and so we've handled some of those. But in any case, the number three top story of the week was that a mouse brain knows the difference between sugar and artificial sweeteners. With sugar, it releases dopamine and is satisfied. With artificial sweeteners, it wants the release of dopamine and isn't satisfied. So you keep eating more and more with artificial sweeteners. And that's why maybe people with artificial sweeteners gain weight. We don't know that.
There's been evidence that I think has been piling up over the years that it might take a few more years for anyone to establish actual solid evidence of what's going on. But there's a definite interaction that's going on between the gut and the brain that's throwing people off with artificial sweeteners.
And Dr. Perry has joined us now. Before Dr. Perry comes on, are you there, Arthur?
I am here, Mike, calling in by phone. Yay. Well, what can I say? You know, through the magic of radio, sometimes it fails.
I was going to, in case we drop you, I'm going to save Bridget's favorite story for a little bit, but we'll get to it by the end of the hour, as well as a tip of the week. But Arthur, tell us about this drug that reduces chin fat and why you're a skeptic about it.
You know, Mike, you and I have been talking about this for at least 6 years on the radio. This is mesotherapy in another form. We've talked about it. We've said how unsafe it is because there were no studies. There were no controls. People were injecting all sorts of junk into fat to try and kill it. So finally, there is a company called Kythera, and they have a drug, and they're using it in a very controlled way, injecting it into fat and killing the fat. Killing the fat, Mike. So they've done a bunch of studies, and these are now phase 3 studies, and as you know, phase 3 is just before FDA approval. There's 1, 2, and 3, and these are pretty advanced studies, injecting this fat this drug into the fat underneath the chin. So that's the area that they've started working on, and that is the moneymaker, right? Because that's a couple ounces of fat. If we can destroy that skin, that fat, people will look much, much better, and this is going to be a blockbuster drug, right? That's what they're counting on. Just like
Botox. It's not. Wait. It's just the fat under your chin. It's not very much fat, right?
Right. So it's a small amount of fat. That's what they're doing the FDA studies on. But Mike, I'm going to tell you now what the drug is, and you may or may not be thrilled about that. It's deoxycholic acid. Deoxycholic acid. It's a bile acid. That's what they're injecting. Now that sounds good, right? Because it's a bile acid that's normally in our body, but I reviewed the literature on this, and you may know some of this literature. There's a fair amount of evidence that that particular bile acid contributes strongly to colon cancer. And that worries me. That worries me a lot.
Yeah,
now,
that
granted,
doesn't sound like a great choice.
Yeah, well, it worries me a great deal. Of course, this is only a short exposure, although what will probably happen here is there will be repeated treatments in order to beat down that fat as much as you can beat it down. Now, I have to say that it's interesting. It works. So would sulfuric acid if you injected it into the fat. We've used that analogy before. I think they're going to get FDA approval. I'm a purist, Mike. If we want to remove fat, there are so many new methods of energy delivery with no side effects. And that's like that ultrasonic energy that just basically puts energy underneath the tissue. It gets translated to heat, and it burns the fat. Drugs involved. I like that technique. It's now tried and proven. It works. And I think that's the future, not this. But here's what I worry about. First, I worry about the safety of the drug. And then I worry about everybody and their brother doing this procedure because it's deceptively simple, like so many other procedures in plastic surgery. So you're going to have not just doctors of any species. You'll have dentists. You'll have nurses. You'll have physician's assistants. And you'll have a lot of people out there who get a hold of this drug on the black market and do it themselves, like you and I have talked about with so many other things, like silicone and other things. So watch out. I'm not thrilled about this. I know they're going to get FDA approval. I'm the lone voice out there. Everybody else is just thrilled with this. But, you know, I'm a skeptic. You know me.
Now, are they looking at it with a longer knife time frame to see if it increases colon cancer?
I don't think so. But I'm not, you know, it's a direct exposure of the drug to the cells that causes colon cancer. I'm not worried about this causing colon cancer, but I'm worried about this causing other local cancers, maybe, because it's shown to be a carcinogen. You know, people will debate that, but there's a fair amount of literature, and I believe I might have sent you one of those papers. If I didn't, I'll send you tonight. It's interesting. It's a little scary. We'll see where this goes, Mike, but I would predict within a year we're going to see this drug on the market.
And we should all stay away from it like the plague for now, is your opinion. Okay. And Arthur, if you will, the other part of this we're going to talk about later is using energy, that is ultrasound, to get rid of my one lipoma that I've had for, how long has it been, 40 or 50 or 60 years. I first noticed it when I was 18, so that's about 50 years ago I noticed it. Not quite 50. But anyway, we'll be right back with that and Bridget's top story of the week, some more top stories of the week, and the Real Age tip of the week on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on health on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission. help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. Arthur, are you still there? Did we lose you again?
I am here, Mike. I'm here.
Good. I'm going to go, before we talk about, we'll talk about my lipoma. So I have this thing that's probably 2 inches long and probably a half an inch thick. That is movable and gets hard when you freeze it, et cetera. All the characteristics of a lipoma. And one of the docs said, we don't know what to do with that. You got to keep watching it all your life, though, because occasionally there's a malignant transformation to a liposarcoma. So I watch it, and occasionally it's very rare, apparently. It's about 1 in 4,000 or something. But in any case, you've got a way of getting rid of it, so I don't even have to worry about it anymore. Is that right, Arthur?
Well, I don't know, but before we get to that, Mike, I want to tell you that if it's underneath your skin and you
turn up the sound a little bit, Arthur, speak into your phone more.
All right, can you hear me better?
Much better.
All right, so I want to allay your fears, Mike Roizen, because if you can feel that lipoma, put it between your fingers, lift it up, and kind of get underneath it, then you've got a 1 in a million chance of malignancy in that thing. It's not 1 in 4,000. What he's talking about are lipomas that infiltrate into the underlying tissue, particularly the muscle. Those are the ones that we are a little more concerned about, not the garden variety that Mike Roizen has had for several decades now. So not to worry. Your problem is cosmetic, and it's also...
Well, I don't consider it cosmetic. It's hidden pretty well.
All right. But sometimes... Sometimes
the only time it shows is when I'm really thin.
Well, sometimes they're in locations that hurt them if they're sitting. So the back of the thigh or the arm, if you lean on them, it's a little harder tissue than normal. Let me tell you what a lipoma is. It's a benign tumor of the fat tissue. That's what it is, benign tumor. That's the word. It's like a mole is to the pigment cells, nowhere near a melanoma, but moles have a small chance, a 1 in 20 to 1 in 50,000 chance of becoming a melanoma. This has a much less chance, so don't worry about it. But here's what we've always done, Mike. We've made incisions over the lipomas, and we've taken them out surgically. I've got my own technique where I make a little tiny incision and kind of squeeze it through that. But there are some people that just don't like surgery. I don't understand that. They don't like surgery. They don't want surgery. So what can we do? Or better, let's say they can't tolerate surgery for whatever medical reason, and they've got a lipoma that is annoying in some way or hurts because they sit on it. So here's what they did in Israel. This was just published like days ago, so it's hot off the press in the journal Dermatologic Surgery. They took that machine that I mentioned to you before, that high-energy focused ultrasound. It goes under the acronym HIFU, H-I-F-U. And
we use that in urology, too. It's one of the ways you can do enlarge the stream or decrease the prostate size.
I believe that's true. And it's been used also for liver tumors and things in non-operable patients where no incision can be made for whatever reason to reduce the size of tumors. So here's what they did. They took 9 patients with an experimental machine in Israel, and they blasted these lipomas every 3 weeks for treatment. And they were successful in all of them to significantly reduce the size. I mean, they knocked the size down to a half or less. And it makes sense, because what this high-energy sound is doing, it's focused underneath the skin. And we all know that sound has energy. You only have to stand next to a train to feel your pants vibrate, right? They vibrate, so sound is passing through the air, and your pants vibrate. But they can take that energy, they focus it underneath the skin, intensify it tens of thousands of times, so that when it hits an area that's a tenth of a millimeter in diameter, it burns. It actually burns through tissue, and that's what we're doing. So this is a new way to treat these lipomas. I think it is the future. I'm so enthusiastic about ultrasound and its use in surgery. This is just another one. Watch, Mike, over the next decade, there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of procedures that are now use the knife, which will use ultrasound. And this is just another one. Who would not want their lipoma blasted away without making an incision?
Well, so, will your daughter's new device, if I put your daughter's new device next to my skin, will it reduce it?
No.
I should tell you that his daughter is a new inventor and has received a lot of applause for a machine that will eliminate cords because you'll be able to recharge your cell phone and all that kind of thing, computer, et cetera, with ultrasound as she has developed it. So I'm waiting for my chance to purchase your daughter's device, Arthur. Bridget, what's your top news story of the week?
My top news story of the week was about weight gain during pregnancy. There was a big story about it this past week because there was a study that was released by David Ludwig, and they looked at a ton of pregnant women, over 40,000, and they found that weight gain...
That's like 20 tons.
Well, yeah, and then when you consider that they looked at the 91,000 offspring that came from the mothers, because the mothers had more than one child when they looked at them. So they found that overnutrition during pregnancy and excessive weight gain.
Overnutrition, which means they gained more weight than they should have.
Overnutrition meaning that they consumed too many calories, which led to excessive weight gain during their pregnancy, that was slightly associated with their child being overweight or obese, and they saw those trends through the age of 12 years old for those children. So the findings, the magnitude of the problem was pretty small. I think that they probably expected it to be a little greater, but the authors stated that it is so important to stay at a normal weight during pregnancy because it can predict childhood body weight, which also predicts adulthood body weight. So normal weight gain for a normal size per woman is 25 to 35 pounds for the entire pregnancy. So a lot of women gain a lot more weight than that. And then if you're overweight or you're obese, the recommended weight gain is even less than that.
Key from our book is eat for 1.1. That is 10% more than your usual. You're not eating for two. You have an extra apple or an extra, if you will, ounce of walnuts is all you need a day for the first two trimesters, and the third trimester it's double that. So you don't eat very much more than your usual diet, is the way you should do that for pregnancy.
Right. And continue exercising.
And, you know, I missed the real age tip of the week, so I'm going to try and squeeze it in right here because I can do this one quickly. And this one is on vitamin D3 levels. Being chronically low on D3 ups your odds of a basket of uglies, but now we're worrying about low D3 in kids, especially girls, because it's connected with all kinds of problems: obesity, stunted growth, asthma, heart disease, childhood pregnancy, breast cancer, and more. Talk to your pediatrician about testing and make sure your kids get sunshine, a multivitamin, and omega-3s from fish, because D3 has been found to be deficient in more than 50% of kids and higher percentage of girls. Thanks for listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well. Thanks, Ona, for great engineering, too.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting, and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.